Okay, so this kid has a vascular ring. If this is the first time you're hearing about this, absolutely a what the fuck diagnosis. I promise you, this is high yield for 2CK pediatrics in particular. They want you to know a vascular ring, apparently during embryologic formation, the aorta slash major vessels can abnormally form where they literally form a ring around the trachea and can cause an airway compression. Why? No fucking idea, okay? But it's just a diagnosis they want you to know. It's classically going to present as a young child in the first few months of life who has a mild inspiratory stridor that improves with neck extension, okay? Answer, vascular ring. Now, laryngomalacia, high yield differential, that's going to be the answer. By the way, that's a congenital softening of the airway cartilages. So when the child inhales, you get slight collapsing of the airways. That's actually the most common congenital airway abnormality, laryngomalacia, more common than vascular rings. But laryngomalacia is going to be the answer when they tell you the stridor improves when the kid is prone, which means on the stomach, prone or upright. Okay, that's laryngomalacia. It improves when the kid is prone or upright. Vascular ring, that improves with neck extension. That's your high yield differential. Subglottic stenosis can be congenital. I've never seen that as congenital on any NBME material. That's actually on one of the surgery forms where it's iatrogenic induced. They can tell you post intubation someone has some stridor. And that's actually subglottic stenosis. Vocal cord paralysis, that's the second most common congenital airway abnormality after laryngomalacia. Vascular rings is third. But vocal cord paralysis, I've never seen that as an answer on any NBME material as well. But that can show up classically. If it's bilateral, that can cause respiratory compromise. If it's unilateral, usually a kid who just has hoarseness of voice. On the USMLE, vocal cord paralysis will be generally a child or adult who's had cardiac or thyroid surgery and has iatrogenic injury to one of the recurrent laryngeal nerves. And then laryngeal papillomatosis, that's actually high yield for step one as well. You just need to know that if a mother has HPV 6 or 11, which cause condylomata cuminata genital warts. If she has a HPV 6 or 6 or 11, gives birth through the vaginal canal, natural delivery. That, in very rare instances, can actually cause literally warts of the larynx in the neonate, and that can present with inspiratory stridor. No reason to specifically think that's the answer here. And we also have in the vignette that the stridor improves with neck extension, so we know it's vascular ring. But on the NBME for step one, they give you an endoscopy where they show you what look like warts on the larynx, and the answer will just be HPV 6 or 11. Okay, laryngeal papillomatosis. So that's it. Nothing else to comment. Just be aware, laryngomalacia, stridor in a young child improves prone or upright, vascular ring, that's going to improve with neck extension. That's it.